Welcome to the VendingMarketWatch.com podcast. I'm your host, Emily Reformet. This is the last installment in our legislative mini-series where we talk to a number of people about their experiences of the fly-in and views of the industry. Our final guest is a very active operator from Kentucky who came to vending after a career in retail but found it to be a perfect fit. Ron White, owner of Total Vend, has been a past president of the Kentucky Automatic Merchandiser Council, served on the KMMC board, as well as been an industry advocate on both the state and federal level. Besides a down-to-earth view of the fly-in, Ron also shares his secrets to low employee turnover. All right. Well, hi, Ron. Thanks so much for being with us today. First off, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your operation?
Sure. I'm the owner of a company in Louisville, Kentucky. It's called Total Vend, and I have owned a company since 1999. I wanted to move back to Louisville. I had worked for Target for about 15 years. I was a store manager and a trainer and had some regional responsibilities, recruiting and things, and really wanted to have something that was my own. And I thought, hey, this vending business looked easy. You know, of course, it always looks easy from the sidelines. When you get in the game, you realize it's a little harder than really originally thought. But I love it. You know, every day I'm here and I'm enjoying what I do. And I guess that's a little bit about us. I have about 22 people that work with me here. I'm really fortunate to have a real strong team of both managers and employees.
Well, that's terrific. You've been in the industry since 99, you said. Is this your first fly-in that you're going to attend this year?
No, I actually have attended two other fly-ins in the past. And I really was actually signed up for all three fly-ins, but something came up, an opportunity to go on a trip. I want a trip through this Vistar promotion that was the same exact time. So one of my managers went in my place. So I would have probably attended every fly-in. I have missed one. But yeah, there was a fun thing in Denver, Colorado that my wife and I went out to. And so yeah, I did miss that one.
Well, I can't blame you there. But can you tell us a little bit about your experiences with the fly-ins?
Yeah. You know, every year it's somewhat similar. We come in, we have two or three things that we're trying to really promote that's good for everyone, that's everyone in the industry. And, you know, you kind of make a few trips. I've been to the same places almost every year. I think the same people are still in position. Elected officials are still there. I have had a chance to meet with one of them. I usually meet with some of their administrative assistants. But we go in, we sit down, we talk, I share ideas. I invite them to my facility because our facility is nice. And it's people that come here and say, this doesn't look like a vending company. And I'm thinking, wow, what is a vending company supposed to look like? But so I've had a lot of fun. And, you know, I've networked. You know, I learned things. It's funny. Every chance I get, I do try to go and just talk with people at these events and just ask them about this and that and what concerns they have, see if I can help them. And sometimes they share ideas, and I'm thinking, wow, that's a great idea. I think we'll take that and run with it.
So you're talking about the other attendees, other operators.
Yeah, the other operators. And there's actually even, I guess if you call them suppliers, actually last year I met with a supplier. And I don't know if I should use people's names, but I met with someone who designs websites. And I thought, wow, that's ironic because I'm looking to redesign our website. So I ended up meeting with a gentleman afterwards, and we worked a deal out, and I'm so happy with our website. I think his company did a wonderful job with the design and the content. It's a lot of work to redesign a website, but he was very helpful, and I met him last year at the NAMA fly-in.
What a great opportunity to get to know other people. Yeah, and it's like another show almost, a mini show.
Right.
Now, you said you invited members of Congress representatives to your facility. Have any come to visit you?
No, they haven't. I bring plenty of cards, and I leave the cards, and I'm like, really, I'm serious, and maybe I should do some follow-up. I'm not really sure. You know, I have been involved here on a state level for many, many years. I've been on the state board for maybe 15 years or something. Actually, I've even testified in front of appropriations and revenue. We were trying to work on some tax parity, but I've been really involved at the state level, so it makes it really easy for me. And the same thing on the state level. I say, hey, why don't you guys come by the facility, but I can give you the nickel tour. And I always tell them, I say, hey, come by unannounced. I say, really, we keep the place pretty good shape all the time. We kind of have standards and we have a good team here. But I have not, to answer your question, I have not had a chance to have anybody stop by, no.
Even at the state level?
No, even at the state level. No, I haven't had anybody at the state level either. And the same thing, I invite them, hey, come on by, you know, whatever. But, you know, I think that the best time when they're not in session, you know, if you know a little bit about how it works, usually when I'm talking to them, you know, everything's in session. So they're busy. busy. It's probably best to go when they're not in session and they have time, they're working in their business. Most of them have other jobs, you know, here in Kentucky. When they're at their other job, maybe invite them over here, invite them to lunch or something. You know, I don't want to cross any lines, but I thought I'd love for them to learn. And we actually had a couple bills that we had come up for a vote that we were not successful, but we had a local representative that understood our needs and kind of went to bat for us and sponsored the bill and got it out there. So I learned a lot. You know, every time we do it, we seem to learn a little bit more, but it is a learning curve, not a real quick, more than what you realize to kind of get something passed. There's kind of a process, I guess.
That's very interesting. Would you say that the experiences are different doing it on a state level than a federal level at the Fly-In?
Oh, yes. Yes, much different. Well, because, you know, Eric and his team, they do a wonderful job because, you know, they set appointments and you have exact times. Now, what we do on the state level, to be really totally honest, is more of a drop-in. I mean, we plan on being there, but we don't really have appointments and that type of thing. It's very well orchestrated. I mean, you know, they kind of go over everything the day before, and it's not that hard. You know, you think you're going to be nervous, you know, and all because, oh, I've never been up there before. But I think I read something that Eric and his team put out. These are just everyday people. You can just talk like, hey, here's some of the concerns that we have as small businesses, and this is what we see. And you know, a lot of times they'll share their thoughts on it as well. The federal level, everything on the Fly-In has been much more professional than what we put together here on the state level, to be real honest.
That's a wonderful comparison to make, and I'm sure one that other operators can relate to. Now, I did hear through the grapevine that your daughter requested to attend the Fly-In this year. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So my daughter started working with us, I guess, about a year and a half ago after she was working for a company called Humana. I think most people know about Humana, a large insurance agent. She was a manager down there for about 3 years after she got out of college, and she said, hey, I really want to get in the industry. And it's kind of a tough decision when your children want to get in because, you know, you have a lot vested with your children. You're like, are you sure you want to do this? But she just loves this business. So I asked her, you know, when she actually came to me, the best way to say, she came to me and said, hey, Dad, I'd like to go to the Fly-In. And this was after Eric had come to our state association meeting. We had an association meeting within Ohio and Kentucky had a combination meeting. And Eric came and spoke about it. And she came up to me afterwards and said, hey, I'd like to go. And I said, well, really? I said, now, it's a long day. We get up at 6 a.m. for breakfast. Are you sure? And she said, yeah, I really would. She said, you know, Dad, I hear about you. You go to these events and you learn all these things. And she said, I want to go and meet people. She runs our micro market division, and she's gone to a few Avanti meetings and met people and networked, and really, she gets really excited. It's really fun when they're young, they kind of look at all this and they get so excited about it. And as we get a little bit older, we realize there's a lot of work to it. You know what I mean? Emily, there's a lot of work. you know, it was really on earth. And, you know, I always encourage all my management. I mean, we go to every training, every opportunity we have, I send my team out because I don't have the opportunity to really do a formal training program here. So we kind of learn from each other. And I promote my folks that going to every training. You know, we use Streamware as a software program, and they have a training program usually every year where you kind of do a real deep, a week-long study. I send my management team in that. I send my service people. I send, you know, we go to NAMO. We go to pretty much all the Avanti meetings. We go to all the meetings that we possibly can just to learn more, and so we can get a little bit better. And I've got a good team. We do a good job.
You mentioned your employees and this focus on training that you have. Sounds like you do it throughout your company. What else do you do as far as HR that might be a little bit innovative or different than a lot of operators?
Well, yeah, a lot of things. You know, it's funny. Years ago, we had someone come and talk to our state association meeting, and they talked about the one thing that people want, the number one thing people look for is to be treated fair. I guess it starts with talking with everyone all the time and treating them well and understanding that they have to have time off sometimes because we're all living lives. You have to be an understanding employer. I really feel that we're all in the employee retention business. Not only do we try to help our clients with that, with as far as the micro markets, and some of them are lower paid jobs, and we say, hey, why don't you subsidize some food? And I've got a place that subsidizes the food 20%. So the food's marked down 20%, and we bill them. It's a couple thousand dollars a month. It's not much. I really feel it's got to help the retention. $2,000 a month, you can't do much. They've got maybe 300 people or something. I mean, what are you going to do with $2,000 a month? Where I really feel this helps their retention. But other things we do starts with, I guess, every year, everyone gets a review and they get a raise. I feel like if you're here for every year, you should get a raise. So on the anniversary of when I bought the business, which was October 1st, we have raises and reviews. Everybody gets a raise. I think every year we all need to make a little bit more money. At Christmas time, they all get a week's pay. You know, it helps them with their Christmas bonus or their Christmas buying, I mean, because it's always a time of year where people want to give, and a lot of times they don't have enough to give. So I try to help them. But I explained to them during the reviews, Emily, I said, hey, here's the deal, guys. You all have to help me get a little bit better next year. So you know, part of, yeah, I continue giving you the raises, and we have Christmas party, we have summer party, we have a lot of, you know, birthday cakes. We do all kinds of things for recognition here. Something that I looked up today, because I just ran an average, because I know our retention is really strong. Our average route driver's been here 8 years. So I kind of tell you, I've had route drivers retire. And they say, why is that? Well, you know, I kind of tell my route supervisor, I don't think anybody comes to work and says, I want to be a goofball. If they don't do their job, it's our fault as managers, because we've not trained them. And, you know, training might take a year. Training is not telling somebody to go do something. Training is going over it over and over and over until it's exactly that is how they do it. And, you know, you have to understand how to train. It's more than just, you know, I told them, well, that's great. How many times did you tell them? You know, great, twice. You know, so you have to, your management team has to understand and embrace some of the, you know, the ideas that you have as their manager.
Really,
so is that kind of answer your question, I guess?
Okay. It absolutely does. It absolutely does. And I truly hope that some representatives come and visit, because it sounds like you've got an excellent facility that's full of people, dedicated employees, in part because you're leading it. It's an excellent manager and trainer of managers.
Well, yeah, I appreciate it. You know, it's funny, years ago, and I'm going back and forth, but when I worked for Target, store managers, we would always have to come in on the new orientations. And, you know, all your employees, you tell them, hey, your job is to serve the guest, is what we used to call them at Target, or the customer, right? And I told them, I said, guys, I'm a little different. My job is to serve you. I've got to make sure you have the tools that you need to do your job. I can't check all the freight in the back door, stock the shelves, and ring everybody out. I need you all. I need all of you all to do that. But I'll be here to give you the tools you need to succeed. As managers, that's what I think we all need to do. You know, listen to your people. Talk to them every day. Get an idea. I don't really do a lot of their jobs, but I ask enough questions that I think I can understand what some of their needs are.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that's kind of, yeah, my thoughts on that.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much, Ron. I appreciate your time today.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you, Emily. I look forward to seeing you at the fly-in.